chant from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Round Sparta means WHCO.
Horror folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. A good Monday morning. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff, and today we're going to be talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And how are you on this nice fall morning?
Very well. It's always good to be here and have a chance to say a few words. I like the summer weather. I love the summer, but I'll tell you what, the last few days it had been pretty warm, and now it's cooled down. I think I was reading 57 or 58 degrees on the car coming in this morning, so that's definitely a cooler morning. Collected a little rain yesterday. It was cloudy all day, but I think I came up only with about a quarter of an inch, which that'll help the grass along a little bit, but not too much to deter the farmers.
Right.
But it's a little bit of a help.
So it's a shame. This is the your time of the year, in your spring and fall, when you have these temperatures and stuff. It seems like that's the shortest season of the whole year.
Yes, it is. A lot of that changes in October, the month we're in. September usually stays pretty warm. November is usually pretty cool.
True.
So the change kind of takes place here in October, and we're certainly seeing that. I saw the long-range weather forecast last night just before I went to bed, and they were looking at mid-70s, it looked like, most all week, so that no more hot weather, and that will probably take care of it now. It'll be pretty difficult to see any more 90s at this point in time, so I think
hopefully
we're past
not.
It.
Yeah, 80s I can deal with. 90s,
more difficult, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. Well, I was listening to the Cardinals last night on WHCO, and they got to the ninth inning, and they were ahead 1-0, and they gave up those three runs in the top of the ninth, and they just couldn't recover from it.
Of course, people are quick to jump on the pitcher. I saw a bunch of calls already to trade Martinez.
Well, you can't judge a person on one bad outing, or it's like everyone else. We all have good days and bad days. Wainwright was the first pitcher of record. He did an excellent job, did an outstanding job, and pitched the first seven. Then they changed in the eighth, and they changed in the ninth, and so he did very well with it. But for whatever reason, it just wasn't in the Cardinals, so to speak, this year. Well, maybe next time around it'll work a little better for them. Now they're down 2-0, so they're going to have to win tonight, and they're going to have to win the next two. So we'll see how it goes for them.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's throw a break in here.
Sure.
And we'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230. 938, welcome back. This is The People Speak. I am Jeff. We're talking again today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we talked about the weather. What about the county?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Let's get back to that. And couple of items going on in Randolph County. We just had our board meeting Friday morning, and in the board meeting Friday morning, we're beginning to set some priorities for road work for next year. And one of the items we approved was an engineering contract for preliminary engineering work on County Road 5 at Mill Creek Bridge. Resurface, rebuild. I'm not exactly sure what the engineering study will give the final information on what is going to be needed. And once they complete that, that very well may make the work list for 2020, next year, next summer. County Road 5 at Mill Creek, County Road 5, Mill Creek Bridge.
Right.
County Road 5 is the one that runs from Wine Hill to Rockwood in that area. We had done some shoulder work on it before. So that's one. There's a secondary bridge we're going to take a look at for next year. We have not received approval for engineering from motor fuel tax yet. So that one's still to be determined. It probably won't make the list until 2021. But that looks this bridge looks like it'll be one of the larger ones we'll do next year. Obviously, there's a lot of bridges on county roads in Randolph County, so you have to keep moving forward on those, working at each one of them as best you can. And so this is one of the projects that appears it'll be lining up for next year. From the State Highway Department, of course, it's not in charge of Randolph County government, but there were several resurfacing projects that took place. We had the one on the Baldwin Highway, the Baldwin Blacktop. It's a Baldwin Highway that ran from Ridge Road up to the St. Clair County line. That one was completed. One on Route 3 from Ruma south down towards the Evansville at the Kaskaskia Bridge. That one is pretty much completed now. One on 155, basically it runs from Steelville to Chester. This picked up at the covered bridge there. I lost the name. Marys River. Mm-hmm. From Marys River Bridge up to Murfreesboro Road there in Chester. That one is pretty much complete. I noticed a few stripings that may need to be changed, but that one's pretty much in there. So those were the state projects for this year. Not sure exactly what they're going to release for next year, but we always put our wish list together.
Right. The Baldwin Road, I had an opportunity to drive that the other day, and that is nice.
It's very nice. It's one that's very well maintained. Most of the county highways are very well maintained, and our county engineer does an excellent job with those, and we're very fortunate to have him and to have it go as well as it does. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, in Randolph County, obviously, is rural, and, you know, and funds are always tight. So those are good projects taking place. Believe it or not, as dry as it's been here in the last 2 months, 3 months, the Mississippi River is actually on the rise. And it's actually back up on the levee, but just a little bit. It's not in flood stage as of yet, but it may get within a few, you know, may get up into what they call very low level flooding. That means that the water's up on the levee in the low areas.
There's a lot of rain up north.
But it's certainly running bank full. There's been a lot of rain up north. There was the snowfall up there in Montana, but that hasn't had time to reach us. But there was a number of reservoirs up in the northwestern areas of the country that were dammed up and held the water back during the spring, and we're having our difficulties. They've been releasing on those. And it's been causing the river to run, you know, basically run bank full all summer long, even though it's been pretty dry since then. So, but hopefully these will go ahead and go through, and there won't be any issues associated with it, and that it would pull us back into moderate flooding or anything like right. We had this spring. There was a nice event at Fort de Charters down at Prairie du Rocher. That's the stone fort down there.
Mm-hmm.
They had their rededication ceremonies over the weekend, and I was down there Saturday morning for them. They did the presentations at 10 a.m. That was a very nice ceremony. It marks the 100th year of that area being a state park. As best they can determine, they thought that the actual date was October 10th, 1919, but they're not sure. It could have been in one or two days in and around that area, but that's close right. enough to make the point. And they had a number of people down there in period clothes, a number of different guests and groups from the Chicago area and northern areas that used to be more associated with this area. They were in there, and a number of different displays. And it was a very nice event. And I was happy to see that. That is one of our real fine attractions and parks here in Randolph County. And I was happy to see that event and how well it came off. The last time I was actually out there, was in May when we were working on the cofferdams that were just basically about a mile north and west up the area from where the fort was at, or maybe not even that far, a half a mile north and west. And it was pretty much, you know, it was wet in there. It wasn't flooded, but the ground was just spongy if you ever tried to walk on it. Of course, now it was dry and back into more normal conditions, so that made it nice, and everything looked very well considering how it appeared, you know, 4 months ago. They had done a good job putting it back, and hopefully Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Historic Preservation, will be able to continue to do some projects. They discussed some that they were hoping for, and you know, continued improvements to be made on it, and we'll see how that works out for them. So that was a nice event over the weekend. And of course, one other, I'll mention the real estate taxes. We all know they're out. Their collections are coming along nicely, and everything's rolling quite well with those. I know the people here in Sparta, including myself, saw a little bit of a surprise there related to the Sparta School District. I would remind everyone, the newspaper did a fine job with explaining that, but remind everyone, Randolph County does not assess the taxes. The different taxing industry and bodies, institutions such as the Sparta School District, they're the big one, obviously. Mm-hmm. They assess the taxes on the real estate tax bill. Randolph County just prints the bills and puts them out, collects the money, and distributes them. So if you actually look at your tax bill, and because I know I'm in the Sparta School District, so I see it as well, but if you'll see a couple lines on there that say Randolph County. That's the actual portion of the taxes that belongs to the county government. It covers sheriff's operation, jail, dispatch, you know, which is quite a bit. Not all of 911 operations, but the dispatch related to the 911. In other words, you call in, they dispatch the car. The 911 takes the call, but they have to turn around to dispatch and dispatch the ambulances out, the jails, the sheriff's operation, the courts, and the courthouse in general, all that, that's what covers it. But I think on mine, Randolph County portion was about 20% or a little bit less. The large items, of course, being the school district.
Right. I mean, obviously, you know, education is not
well,
cheap.
Education is important, and most people realize that. No one likes to pay taxes. I understand that very well. But schools aren't free. You know, education costs. You know, roads and bridges aren't free. They cost money. They're important to our, you know, to our communities, and obviously we have to support them. And so it does take funding, you know, to be able to do those things and to have the good things that we enjoy. It does take money and funding to do that.
Okay. So
yes. What else? Our next board meeting will be, I don't have a calendar in front of me, 2 weeks from last Friday, 2 weeks from the 4th. So it'll coming up. We only have, I think, 3 remaining board meetings in this fiscal year. It doesn't have a tremendous amount to do with the county, but I personally, since I'm the budget director of Randolph County, I'm now working on putting together the spending plans for next year. Initially, we go through the process simply of just laying out an entire program as to what we think, and then we get down to the last few days to determine how much revenue we think we will have, and then that's when you start making the final decisions. And everything that is proposed is all very worthy, and they're very good ideas and very good programs, but there's not always going to be sufficient funding to pay for those things. So you have to start making choices when you get near the end. The actual fiscal year will begin on December 1, the new fiscal year. So it's not that far off. It's 7 weeks. So it'll come up quicker than you think it's going to. And that's when the new fiscal year will start and the process will begin over again. So I'm working on preparing those things. We had our budget hearings on September 30th, a week ago today, where we all got together as different elected officials and discussed what our plans are, what we would like to see happen, what we think our costs are going to be, what we think the programs are going to be, like you know, how many additional deputy cars we think we're going to need, you know, what type of road projects you think you're going to look at. Are we going to need any major equipment purchases, any major repairs coming, those types of things, in order to lay out the planning for moving forward.
Right. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our next break here. We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. You're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Got about 5.5 minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we were talking about all the things, tax bills and all that, going out and stuff. So kind of a, not a really a downtime, but a quieter time.
It's a quieter time as it's moving towards the end of the fiscal year, and then the process all begins again at the 1st of December. Mm-hmm. Something additional I'll mention, some people may know and some people may know not, that I had announced that I am going to seek nomination for the 116th State Representative District in the primary next spring, and then then again in the general election next fall. Carol and I put quite a bit of thought into the process and decision as to how I should go, but I feel that my resume and qualifications are line up very well for the position. I think I could do a very fine job in helping our communities and our district. I've worked real hard here in Randolph County over the last 9 years. On the county board, and have been able to do a very fine job with the finances and the operation of the county, and to build coalitions and to be able to work with everyone in the courthouse and to move forward. And I'd like to try to take that experience and knowledge to Springfield. Certainly they could use someone knowledgeable about finances up there.
Definitely.
They seem to, sometimes some of the things they seem to do don't make quite that much sense, but, possibly I can do a very fine job. I feel like I can do a very fine job for them as a state representative, and that will be the next thing that I will be seeking through the course of next year. But it's a long hill and quite a bit to do, and but I'm certainly dedicated towards it, and I'm going to work for it.
It covers what part?
It covers all of Randolph County, all of Monroe County, portions of Perry County on the west side, mm-hmm. to the west and south of Perry County, and then the southern part of St. Clair County, i.e. New Athens and Marissa, mm-hmm. those areas. And there's a few other little areas up north of Monroe County. It tips a little bit into DuPo and a few places like that. But primarily, you're looking at southern St. Clair, Monroe, Randolph, and Perry, which are all areas that I've worked in literally all my life, and I feel I could do an excellent job representing and serving the people at Springfield. I just my qualifications line up just excellently with what is needed.
That's one of those positions I've always said, and I've talked with others before about it. I think it needs to be a 4-year position, though.
Well, yeah, yes and no. It's good that we can have elections, and people have a chance to, you know, put, you know, have their vote and have their say in it. But it does turn around quite often.
Right. You just get in and get started.
It comes up quite often. The process of actually running takes basically a year. So it does turn over quite a bit. But nevertheless, it's just part of the job and part of what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my plans and my goals as I move forward in order to have the opportunity to serve in other capacities.
All right. Well, we'll wish you well. And
well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So just got a little under 2 minutes left here.
On the county, we've covered most of the items. I think we had covered that.
You mentioned it the last time, the roof project. Is that completed?
Oh, the roof on the care center. Yes, I'd be more than happy to talk about it. Yes, it is essentially complete. There was a little bit of additional sheet metal work that was to take place. Sheet metal basically being the caps and gutters around the edges. The major, all the tear off and the new roof is all in place. They're doing just a little bit of additional work around sheet metal around the flashing, the gutters, and those types of things. That should be complete within the next few days. It may already be. It may have happened in the last couple of days, and I'm just not completely aware of everything that's taken place. It's been about a week and a half since I actually walked the job and saw it. But that is in the process. I know we authorized a substantial payment for that at the last board meeting, which is basically about 80% payment. Pending the completion of the punch list and retentions. So that is in place and ready to go, and we'll go out this period. And it seems to be a very nice job. It's going to give the care center an opportunity to continue on When a building doesn't have a good roof, when it's raining and you have buckets, you're just not in a good position. So you have to be able to take care of your buildings and your infrastructure. That's a core process of being able to have a quality facility and move forward that way. So
you don't want the employees running around to empty the buckets and put them back.
No, and it seemed like it was worse in the wintertime when there's ice, and that's a very common roof. You usually see your major roof problems when there's ice buildup on the top, but that will prepare it for the winter and will provide a very good job. And so I'm happy to see that taking place, and it's done quite well.
Okay, so
anything else?
I think that probably wraps it up. I think
probably well wraps it up. I appreciate the opportunity to have come in here and tell a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County, and I always look forward to talking and visiting with people. If anyone has any questions, they're more than welcome to give me a call. I'll be happy to speak with them on it. Do quite often as we move forward and continue to try to provide some quality government here in Randolph County.
All right. Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. Thank you for having me, and you have a wonderful week.
You too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.